and welcome to another episode of After Hours, a spin-off of our main episode where we talk about all things social media from You Squirrel Friends throughout the week. Joining me as always, it's Amanda.
Hello!
Hi!
Happy Sunday!
Happy Sunday. I am a little hungover today. My voice is a lot deeper than usual.
Oh god, me too! Yikes.
You went to the beach yesterday.
I did, and we drank everything. We made a huge mimosa in like a Tropicana bottle. So with two bottles of champagne and then orange juice. And we were supposed to record yesterday, and like there was no, I got home around 8:30 or 9, but and we could have technically done it, but it would have been awful. So I passed out for like 9 hours and I as if I had taken sleeping pills, but I didn't. Nice. And I have a horrible sunburn on my back.
I was going to say, yeah, the sun.
Because I feel like the beach. Do I look bad? You were going to say
I look bad. No. That's exactly what I was saying.
And fat. While we're on the subject.
There it is. Just wrap it all up in one comment. What I was implying was that when I day drink, I just like forget about sunblock. I forget about everything at the beach.
Yeah.
And then I come home looking like a lobster.
Yeah.
And
it's
the beach
not
like
bad.
Drains you as it is.
No.
When you pair that with alcohol, it's just like double duty. Double doo-doo.
Oh, speaking of doo-doo, a seagull pooped right on my knee while I was in the middle of a really good story, and it made me lose my mojo. And the story didn't land. I was mad at that seagull for the rest of the day.
Love it.
Yeah.
A few things that we want to mention off the top here, our top stories for this week. It's just like a huge thank you to all the like Patreon subscribers this week.
Yeah, they were coming in left, right, and center.
We mentioned Andre Platts and Z Machine last week, who are now $10 subscribers, and they're going to be guests on the episode or on our podcast eventually. And now we have Arturo and Michael Cannon as well, our VIP girlfriends.
Love it.
Yeah,
and
so
Nick,
we are excited
finally
to have
figured
you.
Out how to. My God, that day when you were trying to. When you couldn't, I was like, how much money do we have? And you're like, I don't know. I put it in the PayPal, but it still says $0. I don't know what happened. I was like, what are you doing over there?
So it wasn't transferring to our PayPal account, and we just needed to verify our email address. That's all it was, which is good.
As you can see, we're both really on top of shit, and we don't procrastinate at all. We're nailing it. Yeah, on that note, though, I want to say our WordPress account, where, like, that's hosting all of our episodes, we can put maybe one or two more episodes on before we have to start deleting them forever. So,
I know.
So, if we get a couple extra Patreon subscribers, basically our choice is we can get upgrade our membership, which will be pretty expensive, or we can just start deleting episodes, like, as we add. But every time we add one, we'll have to delete it. So help us out, guys. We're almost there.
Yeah. We have some options. So hopefully we can keep those early episodes around. They are awful.
I mean,
but
I'm fine with that. I'm like, I'll delete them all right now.
Yeah. Like, the grassroots.
No evidence that it ever happened at all.
I know. Oof. Another thing that I want to mention, because it's taking the world by storm, is the new video from the AAA Girls, Heather.
God, that was it's so been in my head all day. Who the fuck is Heather?
It's so good. And Stacey Lane makes an appearance.
She does.
She does, and she looks amazing.
They're good. Courtney Act really does have a great voice. I thought are they dubbed? But then I realized they were all singing. I'm like, oh, she really has a great voice.
All three of them do. It really works out well.
I love them all. Our real top story, Nick, is that, well, I'll preface this. I was talking about how I thought the rest of the world, the whole world really wants Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio to just end up together. That would like be my dream come true. And Raji was like, yeah, they just took a vacation in Saint-Tropez. And I was like, did you just say Saint-Tropez? And he's like, yeah, it might not be. And I'm like, I'm looking this up. And if they are in Saint-Tropez, I am sending this to Nick right now. And I like squealed.
Yes.
And Nick's like, that will be our top story. They're in Saint-Tropez, I think right now. And they're like, together. Are people end up together?
A BFF vacation, it was entitled, that article. I don't know if they will.
They just, like, get together, though.
I know, the world wants it.
We all want it. We've wanted it since Toytanic.
Toytanic. Well, so we'll see what happens there, all right, so let's get into this here. to After Hours. All right, we're going to start with Twitter. I have... First of all, I also want to thank everyone who corrected us. I'm going to read off some names here from Squirrel Friends. Correcting and really informing Amanda and I about Sugar Walls, because I had no idea what it was. And it's a 1985 pop song written by Prince, but performed by Sheena Easton. So the Squirrel Friends that made us aware that were Twitting Joe, Polly David, Mitch, Summer, Homo's Odyssey, VJ Stalker Channing, Tron Carter, and Liam Campbell. And yes, probably a few others since then as well, too. So thank you for that.
Kathy McPhee probably did, too.
Kathy McPhee as well. A couple tweets. Carrie Kania, who we've mentioned before. Welcome back, Carrie. She tweeted us a read-by-read recap of every queen for the Reading is Fundamental Challenge, all the way starting from season two. It's awesome. It's like this website. It's like, so it starts with Tyra, and it lists all of her reads for the queen, and then it goes to, like, Raven and all of her reads.
Just for the Reading Challenge?
Every season. Just for the Reading Challenge every season throughout history, which is cool.
So who's the best one?
I didn't read any of them. Oh. I just want to, yeah, I mean, I clicked on the link and I was like, this is awesome. I think, like, I'm going to save that for a rainy day. Okay. I never want to know. Yeah. So VJ Stalker Channing corrected us that she was the one who told us about Broadway Backstory, that new podcast that I was listening to.
Oh, yes.
Michael Cannon, we had a few Squirrel Friends chime in about what they thought was the worst lip sync.
Oh, yes! These are all good answers. These are good.
In comparison to Jiggly versus Willem. Michael Cannon tweeted, Pearl and Fame is pretty bad.
I don't even remember that. Was that when Fame is in that big, like, huge, yes, like, outfit?
Yes.
Okay.
And I just hate Pearl's lip sync style. I really hate it. Just that, like, thrashing about with, like, the claws, and I just can't stand it.
Wake up, Pearl.
The lip sync was Really Don't Care by Demi Lovato. Which is fine. It is a bad lip sync, though. I do agree with that, Michael.
I don't remember it at all. I just remember the outfits. And Pearl was in that, like, kind of cute. It was, like, ugliest outfits, but she was wearing, like, didn't have, like, a little bow on it. Or, like,
it was cute.
I don't know how I remember that.
I thought both of them looked pretty, like, especially, like, I liked Fame's outfit.
They looked high fashion. Yeah. Yeah. I know. I agree.
Arturo tweeted that Carmen versus Yara, the Mickey.
See, people hated that, but I thought it was fun. You didn't like it, though, right?
I think I was just, like, lukewarm.
It was a little low energy.
Yes, but that was a double Shantae.
I think it was more that they were just impressed that Carmen knew all the words.
Yes, so they're like, we'll keep you around. And then last but not least, Z Machine tweeted just recently... burning question, who the hell is Dan Reilly and why is he so obsessed with y'all? And they said, don't hurt me, Dan, is what he wrote. I feel that Dan Reilly is like the Regina George of Squirrel Friends Cocktail Hour. I'm like, raise your hand if you've ever been personally victimized by Dan Reilly. But to answer your question, yeah, Dan is just one of our earlier Squirrel Friends. He's been with us since the beginning and always just kind of gave us a recap every week, so we decided to read them. He's kind of a permanent fixture on After Hours.
And he's sassy.
And we're all terrified of him. I'm just he will come for you. But yeah, we love Dan. So yeah, that's why we read all of his Facebook recaps every week. All right, let's go to some new followers. We have Zachy Bra with three H's. Ozken Caradelli, F.A. Karusku, my brother Chris, Krius.
He just now liked us.
Yeah, he just followed us on Twitter. It's great. Cindy Wood, Fernando B.R., another Chris, Colin Gray, and Jessica Redmond. And then who do we have here for new tweets, new likes, and retweets? We have... Danny Beard, Simon Von B-O-O-Y, I think I wrote, Bowie, I don't know, my brother, Chris Kachana, Lisa M. Law, and I'm going to throw a shout out here, I feel like we haven't seen him in a while, but he's been around, Caesar Segura.
Okay,
I feel like he's been around
name.
Before, but I just wanted to give him a shout out as well, too. So to all those Squirrel Friends, new and old, on Twitter...
Flawless.
Whoa,
that was
flawless.
Impressive. I could see the steam like coming out of your ears.
I know
that
pause button.
You got it though.
It's something.
Got it. You did it.
All right, moving on to Instagram real quick. We only have one new follower this week. It is Jen the Painter. So thank you, Jen. A lot of other friends like our... I've been really liking our squirrel pictures, so I followed them in hopes that they'd follow us back. So we'll see what happens there.
What squirrel picture?
Just like Squirrel Friend of the Week, which I didn't post yet. Oh, gotcha. Yet.
Great.
Ooh. Pulls collar. Ooh. But yeah, so thank you to all those squirrel friends, or squirrel friend, rather, on Instagram who followed us this week. So to that one new follower, Jen the Painter...
We see you.
And I think there's only one, hopping back to Twitter real quick, there's only one message that we got this week. It was from, oh no, we just got a classic message, couple messages from Shane Camaro.
Yeah, those were great though. So many puppy pictures and they're all very cute.
I know, Rusty Pink Hand is the cutest little puppy. I want to mention one thing here because I watched, I'd say... about 35 minutes of this. It's like about an hour interview with Willem on the AfterBuzz TV show, like from a couple years back.
Really? Was it good? Did
you? Oh, it's so good, Amanda. You need to watch it.
Oh, because so, I'm upset. I've read all his interviews online. I should watch this.
Yes. And he spills enough tea. Like, obviously, they ask him why he left the show, but he couldn't. He just makes up something funny, you know, but he can't. I feel like whatever he did, I feel like he was breaking a number of rules, but he doesn't really go into detail. One thing that I found fascinating, though, is for the challenge that we just, or the recap that we just did for the dragazines, the guy who was supposed to do all the covers for the show, like, didn't know how to work a Mac, so that's why the magazines look like shit. But Fifi O'Hara is a graphic designer, so he was just like, okay, move over, I'm gonna, so he made his look amazing.
God.
Yes, and the rest of the queens are just like, well, this is, because what Willem said in the interview is like, how the judges were like, we hate your font, and you're like, yeah, and he was like, yeah, I do too.
He's like, me too.
Yeah, because they couldn't say like, well, the guy that was doing it didn't know how to work a Mac, which is crazy to me that they didn't have someone to do that.
I
so
know.
Fifi just went in there and did her own and looked awesome, of course, because she knew how to do it.
You know what would have looked, really, what would have been better for Fifi if she had been like, hey guys, if you want my help, like, I can go in and help you guys, then she would have looked great. I think they probably would have turned her whole story around this season.
Yeah, maybe, yeah, but I guess she didn't. That was the big thing that I took from it. A lot of the stuff wasn't really as juicy as I wanted it to be, but it's still an interesting listen. You know, they talked about the thing where Willem wanted to lip sync for the princess.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
RuPaul, like, when he was like, I can lip sync for the princess, I was the team leader, and RuPaul just didn't even look at him and was just saying, you're going off script, darling. And just, like, didn't even, like, look at him.
Awkward.
And he said, like, RuPaul is scary if you're not, like, following the rules.
Right.
He gets, like, he turns into, like, someone else that isn't so friendly. So I found that interesting. They talked about Fifi versus Willem. The one cool thing that I really respect about Willem and made me like him is that he doesn't have a problem with Fifi. He's like, I don't hate Fifi. I was like, yeah, she came for me, but, you know, I never had a problem with her. I invited her. I guess he had like a little like reunion party for season 4 at Willem's house, and Willem invited Fifi, and he was just like, oh, I'm busy, you know, but we should get together and like patch up, you know, our relationship, our friendship. And he's like, there's really nothing to patch up. He's like, it's fine. So
right.
I appreciate that. Like, he was kind of being the bigger person in that sort of scenario. So there's that. But you should listen to it. That was from Get Off Gender, who tweeted us, or sent us a private message. Yeah. So that's all.
All right, great.
That I have. Yeah.
Let's move on to Facebook.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So first we have Kathy McPhee sent us, she sent us a message saying, in response to the only one drink rule in Untucked, I heard Juju got so sloshed they had to limit the drinks the queens get in Untucked. P.S. Amanda getting mad at Willem made me think of Kimmy Schmidt. I don't really know what that means, but I feel like it's been forever since we recorded. So,
yeah.
But yes, the only, we told that story. Pandora told that story when me and Carissa went and saw her, and Zoe.
Yeah.
And she told the story about how Juju got way too drunk, but they couldn't say on air. Absolute wouldn't let them say, oh, Juju's drunk, so they just made her look like a total disaster. But I see that, but I also, I don't think that in season 4 they are only getting one drink. Willem says yeah. that, but they all seem... Also, the fact that Willem throws up next week, there's no way that's not from, like, alcohol.
Yeah, because that... Okay, now it's all coming back to me here, because Willem said... Willem knew he was going home that day, too. It's like another Jiggly situation. He's like, I knew I was going home, so I ate as much as I could.
And she's like, I didn't generally eat while I was there.
Yeah. So he ate a whole bunch of shit, and he had to have been wasted. Like, you don't just throw up from just, like... And that was a lot. He said he threw up into an umbrella offstage. Yes!
Yeah, I remember reading that. But also, like, all of them throughout the whole of Untucked have a drink in their hand the whole time. Like, they're constantly drinking. And, like, I think any one of a professional drinker can drink one of these cocktails, like, quickly. Within 20, 30 minutes. And they're back there for, like, a couple hours, I think. So,
oh, yeah, I
think they're getting a couple of drinks.
They should. They would be silly not to. Yeah, because that's where the drama starts.
Make it, like, a three-drink limit. Because after three drinks, anyone's going to be a little fucked up. But, like... Oh, yeah. Like, listen to me and Nick on some of our episodes.
I know. Cut to...
Cut to Nick trying to read that one review that time.
Whoa!
Yeah, so, anyway... there's that, and
thanks, Kathy.
It's been a slow week on Facebook, which is fine with me because I've been beyond busy. But it's the moment we have all been waiting for. Dan Reilly's Twitter fucking episode recap. Here we go. Do it. Yes.
I was like waiting for you. I was like, Twitter, no.
I'm just trying to get her to figure it out here.
Yeah.
He also Nick's, before I read this, because Dan Reilly, I was looking at something he said. It doesn't matter. Just my train of thought's going this way right now.
Yeah.
Nick said that, who was it? Luke Stahman wanted to send us spoilers.
Like this order was of elimination? From Z Machine.
Oh, Z Machine.
Yeah, not even okay. order. It was some really hot tea from All Stars 3. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm officially going to say, I just want to, I'm remembering myself in child's pose. During All Stars 2, when Alyssa almost got kicked off, but then he kept... Or when he did kick... I don't know when I went into Child's Pose. It was either when Alyssa got kicked off or when Alyssa and Tati both stayed.
Yeah, yes.
No, those moments. No, it was when Alyssa got kicked off, but then she went backstage and it was like, oh, actually, now you're coming back next episode. That's when I was in Child's Pose.
Yeah.
So I think I officially... As much as I love spoilers, I think for the sake of the podcast too... I want to be surprised, even though it's going to be very difficult for me to not read spoilers.
I know. But... We talked about it the other day, too, because there's all these YouTube videos. It's like the first three eliminated, the lip sync songs, and like who comes back. And I want to know, but also want to be surprised. Yeah.
And like, I feel like All Stars at this point are like the way better seasons anyway.
Yes.
So I just want to actually really enjoy it as much as hard as that will be.
Yeah, we'll make that announcement on our main episode too, just in case some of your friends aren't listening.
Because I'll get drunk one night and like cave and then read them if they're like sitting in the email or something. So just don't.
So if you girlfriends can hold off with the spoilers, that would be appreciated. Yeah, we want to be surprised. We're gonna try to go in fresh. I gotta go in fresh.
All right, I'm gonna go into Dan Reilly's email now.
Yes, go for it.
Okay, ladies. Now let's get information. Episode 7. Let's go. Milan's line on like the mirror was "Colored girl, why your face look like chalk?" Very underappreciated. Good. Also, update, found out Milan quit drag. That upsets me. I actually like Milan. Okay, so reading challenge. Dita did well. Latrice killed it. Her read of reading is fundamental, darling, but you might want to learn how to spell first, you illiterate fuck.
Yeah.
Why do I feel personally attacked by this? Fifi was cringy, but not as cringy as the queen of cringe. Now, for every one day of the week, the queen, we ask ourselves, what is Chad's cringe? What? I don't understand what the sentence means at all.
It's okay. Keep going.
Whatever. Chad's cringy conquest. Number one, welcome to the RuPaul ball during reading challenge. Number two, him getting angry about marriage. And they have the nerve to say we are ruining the institution of marriage. Oh, please. Number three, he still has a MySpace account. Number four, Chad responding, yes, ma'am, to Rue on the main stage. I remember that. I wrote that down in my notes and then I just didn't say it in the episode. And that's all I have this week for Chad's cringy conquest. Jiggly's constant burping and chewing triggered me. Dita was taking fried chicken and watermelon too seriously. Yeah. I bet you a jar of sweet gherkins that none of them fucking knew who Regina King was. Okay, photo shoots. The producer interfering with Sharon was a mindfuck and broke the fourth wall. Remember last week when I said Willem set an unrealistic body expectation for women? Well, I take it back now. Jiggly needed to be funnier. Yeah. Why the fuck did she think serious was a good idea? When Jiggs was talking about her eating disorder and Bruce said with a smile, what did you do to lose weight? Irked me. Love Chad's look. Dita looked great as well. Runway. Honestly, the best one on the runway was Dita. I'm shooketh. Oh, God, I just totally disagree with that. Wait, what was she wearing?
Is that Float Your Boat? No, I'm sorry, Dragazines. I can't remember what she was wearing. Oh, it was like the hair like off the shoulder. It was one of her better wigs. Silver dress.
I don't know if she looked the best. If I recall in fashion photo review, this is the only time Dita received a toot, and I in turn was top toot of the week as well. So let's be blunt. Everyone did shit besides Fifi. This was Fifi to win 100%. Yeah. Bottom two was correct, but I fucking hate this lip sync. I hate this song. I hate this performance. I hate everything about it. Ew. So Jiggs goes home, bout time. Okay, so Untucked. Nothing much to say, but you know that piece of paper Jiggs was carrying around? Well, that was a letter. Oh, this is so interesting. That was a letter put under her hotel door by producers telling her she's going home. In the opening scenes of Untucked, you hear, y'all telling me none of you motherfuckers got a letter? But that was cut in the actual episode. Jiggly and other queens talk about these letters. Sharon Fart's story was funny and showing them the fucked up photos were cute. Okay. Dan, you do not believe that Sharon Fart story either. Please tell me this. So that's all this week. Also, send prayers, squirrel friends, as I'm receiving my exam results on Wednesday, the day this episode is released, and hopefully by after hours I hear from colleges and I hope I get the course I want. Okay, bye. Wow. Yes.
Well, sending good vibes to you, Dan.
He said, oh, by the way, Rue's runway was reused for the All Stars 2 promo. Interesting.
Oh, wow. I can't even remember it.
And I'm just going to move on to some We See You for Facebook. This week there are two, and they are Heidi Morrison and Jonathan Hradecki. I think I said that right. Love and it. So for you two squirrel friends, we see you. All right, moving on to the Gmail universe. A lot of good action. That's all dusted off completely now. It's shiny, it's spanking new. Like the top of the Chrysler building. Okay, so first, this is something I missed last week, but it's from the return of Lockery Skidmore Davenport. He's back. He's alive, everyone. Said, hello, Nick and Amanda. I cannot confirm or deny my involvement with any TV programs currently in production. I can confirm I'm alive and well and taking a much-needed mental vacation from social media. Well, we all need that sometimes.
Yeah, we all need it.
I shall return, and I'm looking forward to running into you guys at DragCon.
Yay!
And then he said, much love to you all, including Dan.
I love that.
And then something I missed last week is a lovely little message from Shane Camaro, a newly appointed Hall of Famer. She said, my dear squirrel fans, today I have been cleaning like a madwoman after Pride shenanigans and working on my computer listening to back episodes of SFCH. Ugh. I am so glad you and the All Right Mary boys do this. It's so nice to keep me entertained while I do the things that would ordinarily be mundane. It's nice to feel like fans are in the room. I love that the two of you met doing Music Man, which I also was in, and it's by far my favorite musical. I love the Music Man. Like, I always love it. It's a great... Yes. It makes me so happy. All the songs are good. And it has a quick pace for being written in whatever year it was.
Yeah, same year West Side Story came out. And it beat West Side Story, and I don't know how I feel about that. But,
well, I am in complete agreement on that.
Agreement. Right. I love it.
She said, oh, well, Starlight Express is a close second. Okay, Shane Camaro. Starlight Express was the only musical I've ever actually walked out on. They gave us 3D glasses at the beginning. Okay.
Man is like, what is this?
They're running around on roller skates, and like three times during the show, the actors go off stage and like smoke a cigarette, and they just bring down like a big screen projector, and everyone puts on their 3D glasses, and we just sit there and we watch, like, roller skating people, like, roller skating toward me. And I was like, what's the fuck is happening? Anyway, it's a terrible show. All right. But, you know, I respect your opinion.
Every time
every time you mention it, I say aloud, he's a what? He's a what? He's a music man. He sells clarinets to the kids in the town. That was Nick's part that he didn't come prepared. Oh, that he didn't come prepared for the first rehearsal.
I was like, yeah, romper room fuckery at its finest.
Right. Not a long one, just a short appreciation for you both. Love to hear your voices. Thanks for the after hours love, and don't stop doing what you're doing. Sending love and wooden shoes and fat blunts from Amsterdam. So thank you, Shane Camaro.
Yay, thanks, Shane. All right, so that is all we have for you on After Hours this week, so it is time to crown two new Squirrel Friends of the Week.
Yes!
And this week they are both from Twitter. One for providing us that interview from Willem, and other for providing us some summer reading while we can do at the beach, the read-by-read recap of every queen from every season. So I look forward to reading that. I'm going to keep that in my bookmarks on my laptop and or on my phone, too. It's going to be great. Anyways, those two Squirrel Friends of the week are Get Off Gender and Carrie Kania. Yes!
Now Prince, queen.
Prince,
is Get Off Gender a girl or a boy? Do we know? I guess they don't want us to know because they want us to get off in gender.
Very elusive.
I fell right into their trap.
Yeah, they post a lot of divine stuff on Instagram as well, too.
Great.
Which I like. So yeah, congrats to you, two new Squirrel Friends. I don't think they've ever been Squirrel Friend of the Week before, so... Some new blood here, and we're excited to have you. And keep on tweeting. Remember, everyone, if you want to be mentioned on After Hours, follow us on Twitter or Instagram, SFCH Podcast. You can send us an email as well. And hop over to Patreon and become an official subscriber. You get some perks.
Save the old episodes. Save our shitty episodes.
I know, yes, exactly. Hashtag. Yeah, so thanks for writing in, everyone, and tweeting and Facebooking, and that's all we have for you. So until next time, we'll see you then.
Bye. Bye.